Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Is he a day wiser today after his birthday? It's Bradley Trainer here. He's now officially a 49-year-old.
Why you gotta lead with my age? Jeez.
And we have to know what happened. You know, what was your birthday like?
Oh, I had a great night. First of all, thank you again, Dawn, for the lovely cupcakes from Ouellette's. And shout out to the lady who was obsessed with
Mary
Steve.
Mary Jo.
Good old Mary Jo down at Ouellette's. I'll bring on Ouellette's, bring up Ouellette's again a little bit later. But I really just wanted to talk about, and also, Mike, you think, Mike, you? Mike, thank you for the well wishes as well.
Of course.
I really just wanted to focus on dinner last night because, you know, I had this whole thing about, like, I don't want to go out to dinner for my birthday. I just want to, like, go to the gym and then go home, eat something, and then I want cake.
Yeah.
Well, we got to the cake, spoiler alert. But before the cake, nachos. I had nachos for dinner, and I hate nachos.
Why? Why did you choose nachos?
What I don't happened? Know. This is a problem. And in fact, Jamie pointed this out. He goes, I've known you for 15 years. You've never ordered nachos. Why did you get stuff to make nachos?
Oh, you made your own nachos.
So I went to the grocery store, the hot bar, the co-op that I usually go to. They got a good hot bar. But
hot bar, summer in the city.
However, they didn't really have anything I wanted on the hot bar.
What? Did everybody clean it out? What?
No, it was taco night. And I know you say, well, did you make nachos? Isn't that the same thing? Their taco bar just didn't appeal to me, Dawn.
Yeah.
They had some enchiladas. It looked fine. But I thought, you know what I really want? I want chips.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some rotisserie chicken.
Oh, you made chachos.
Is that what you, oh, that is chicken what you nachos. Call chachos. Well, so yeah, so I wanted chips and cheese melted. And I was like, protein, I got some chicken at home in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to grab some guac and some salsas, and we're just going to make our own nachos. So we had homemade nachos. And, but it is funny because I don't like nachos. Let me clarify. I don't ever order nachos at a restaurant.
Okay.
Because they are the dumbest appetizer. Do you know why?
Yes, I do know why. Because I did a show with Jason Matheson. And it has to do with the layering.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do chips, layer of crap. Chips, layer of crap.
Exactly.
And nobody does
no,
that.
No, everybody goes, chips, layer of crap, you're done.
Yeah.
And so when you peel off the first layer of chip and gunk,
everything
there's
comes
just
with
dry
it.
Ass chip.
Yeah.
That's all you got left.
Yeah.
Right? So you're absolutely right. So I made nachos, and I know because people are going to call and like, well, I make the best nachos. And I know you guys do. I think, honestly, the best nachos are the ones you make yourself because right. You can control the kind of toppings you got. You don't have to do anything too complicated.
You can disperse the chips wider.
You can do the cheese. Exactly.
Like, you look at it, and I mean, for me, I go, how many chips are underneath? That can't happen.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have them evenly dispersed so that you get the most. Each chip has something on it.
When you make chachos.
Yeah.
Do you do it on a plate and microwave, or do you do it like in the oven on a sheet pan or what?
Just in my hand.
What?
I'm kidding.
You just chip, gunk.
They take a little blowtorch and I know. I do it in the microwave.
Yeah.
But I think it would be better to do it in the oven.
Well, I think if you do sheet pan, like I didn't have time for that last night. I was like, I ain't got time to sit here and wait for the oven
meal.
To do its thing.
Yeah.
I will say the microwave killed it, man, because the cheese gets like real, you know, crusty.
Mm-hmm.
Gets real. But Mike, you were shaking your head at the oven.
Yeah, you got to throw it in the oven for, I don't know, like 5-ish, 10-ish minutes, but then hit that broiler at the end to really char it up a little bit. Yep.
I could see that. The problem is I wanted the chicken hot, and I didn't pre-hot the chicken.
Pre-hot it.
I didn't pre-hot the chicken. So anyway, it was really good to just like, and then the whole time I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And he's just like, this is weird. You're weird.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
No, because he was, I kept going like, what's your issue? And he's like, this is weird. Why did you ask me? It's, you never get nachos. And I was like, oh, it's just that I'm doing something different.
I kind of feel like Jamie is like a little prince. And like you
a little prince.
Cook for him and he's like, I don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
And he tosses
it
away.
Oh, he totally
away,
is. But I indulge that. It. I indulge that behavior. I will say he will eat
it's
anything.
Hilarious.
So even if he doesn't like it, he will eat it. He is. Everybody should have a Jamie in their house because nothing will go to waste. He will. I'm like, what do you eat? And he's like, well, there was something in a dish over here and it's been sitting there for a week. So I thought it's got to get eaten. And I was like, well, thank you, because I was just going to throw it out.
That's good. At least he's not complaining about the leftovers. He doesn't double complain. No. Like, okay.
No. Yeah. No. And you know how it is. Like, everybody's got their idiosyncrasies.
So was it satisfying enough for a birthday?
It was so amazing.
It's just
perfect.
A pre-cake.
It literally was pre-cake. The whole time I was like, I just want to eat cake. And I had gone to the gym and my friend Monica made a dessert pizza.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what a dessert pizza is. I don't know what to you what it is, but it's just like a sugar cookie base, essentially.
What?
In a sheet pan.
No.
With like a cream cheese icing. And then you top it with fresh fruit.
Monica.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
Bring it on.
That's great. How nice of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just went to Willette's and said, give me whatever you got left.
Oh, the cupcakes. Yeah. The cupcakes are amazing. Yeah. I love Willette's though. And speaking of Willette's, you said pre-cake. So in addition to the cupcakes you guys brought, Jamie went and got, because I told him to, the Princess Tort.
Yeah.
And the Princess Tort, if you guys haven't had it. You know, my mother, I was like, I got to get my mother some Princess Tort, but she lives in Florida, so I don't know how the heck we'd get her some Princess Tort, because I don't think that would travel well.
Can they you don't describe... make those, to people what a Princess Tort is.
Yeah, and I, like you, you probably didn't know or hadn't heard of it until you came here, because I hadn't. Or did you know about it?
I made one with some classes I took.
Oh, really? Before you were in Minnesota?
No. When I got to Minnesota during the pandemic. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, growing up, I had never heard of a Princess Tort in my life. And then, you know, you come here, and it's everywhere, because it's a Swedish tradition, which is why you learned about it on the Bake Off.
Yes.
Because it was one of their signature challenges, I think.
Yeah.
Technical challenges. It is, now I will say there are different ways to do this, but it's essentially cake, like a sponge cake, white sponge cake, with a layer of jam and various combinations of whipped cream and a pastry cream sandwiched between cake layers.
Mm-hmm.
On the top, more cream, and then it's covered with a thin layer of marzipan, which is essentially almond paste.
Yes.
And then dusted with some salty almonds around the edge. Ooh.
Yeah.
It is like the best thing because you get the cake. I don't know about you, Dawn, but I love creamy things. So the whipped cream and the pastry cream and then a little hint of the jam. It's a little tangy, a little sweet.
Yes. It's a very light if you make it correctly.
Yeah.
The first time I made it.
Did you?
It
so you
dense.
Made one.
Yes, I made one. Yeah.
Oh my God, how did we miss out on trying that? Did you bring it in?
No, because it was during, no one was here. It was just Holly and I during the pandemic. Were you here?
Yeah.
Did you come in?
Every day.
Yeah. All right. Whoops. I should have brought it in then.
Yeah, but you were at different hours then.
That's true. So I made it, and the first time it was like really dense because I didn't get the cake right.
Okay.
And then, and also.
What was the hard part?
I think rolling out the marzipan. Because you don't want it too thick.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's, you know, like fondant, you know, it can be like, ooh, this is a lot of junk to get through. And the first time I made it, that's the way it was. It was like it was too heavy. I put too much crap in the middle. And so it was like more of a heavy thing.
I loved it. But I get it.
But I've seen the pictures of their Princess Tort cut up because they'll have slices of it, which is why I went to Willette to get that for you. But they were out because I came at 9 a.m. Like, how dumb of me. But it looks very fluffy. And I'm like, they are doing it right.
Yeah, no, they definitely do it right. It was real good. Yeah. So if you but it's not just Willette. So I will say Willette's makes a great one, but they, you know, again, it's a Swedish classic. And so you can imagine Minnesota, because over the years, listeners have mentioned that there are plenty of other places that make the Princess Tort.
Yeah.
You'll have to make another one. We'll have to come up with a reason to make you make another one. Mike, how do we get her to do this?
Because we like food and we're hungry.
Yeah.
That's a good enough reason.
But okay. It's a lot of work. That is a tough cake.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those.
What was the hardest part?
I think the hardest part was, but I will go on, because when I was baking this, it was during a class period. So it's an hour and a half period. Yeah. And some things they're like, we're going to speed this up because if you just did it normally, it would take longer. So the timing of when you're making each thing, like I just wanted to use pre-made jam, but they want you to make your own jam in the moment, like boiling jam. And then like sometimes I get caught up in the whole like, oh my gosh, I'm whipping this cream over here. I'm also boiling jam.
You have to
jam.
Whip cream. You have to make pastry cream.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to make cake. You have to make marzipan.
You have to transfer Celsius to Fahrenheit because they do everything in Celsius and grams. And so I would do all of that in advance. I'm a pre-planner, so yeah. I would do all of my conversions in advance. And then, you know, weigh everything out and then have it ready in little bowls labeled. Because I have mislabeled things and I'm like, uh-oh, that was salt and not sugar.
But I'll do that on Bake Off.
I think you have to give yourself time to make mistakes. That's another thing I learned about doing those classes is like, you will make mistakes.
Yeah.
And you will have to make this over and you don't have to cry during the class.
Well.
Sometimes that happened.
Also, crying is fine. There is crying in pastry.
Stranger.
There might not be crying in baseball, but there's no, but there's plenty of crying in baked goods.
Yes.
Isn't that like a wonderful lesson just to fail and just to feel the failure? Because then the next time you're going to get good at it.
I think the key thing is that if you fail, make it again the next day immediately.
Oh, okay.
Because you will go, I failed. I'm going to do that again sometime. But then you're going to forget why you failed.
Mm.
And so I would just keep trying something.
Do you take notes?
A lot of notes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't take as many notes as I should. And then I go, wait, when I did this last time. So I've started to keep a little green book in my kitchen and I will write notes. They're not pretty notes.
No.
But I will literally like write some chicken scratch about something so that the next time I can go back to that little book and say, don't do this because it's not going to work.
Absolutely.
Well, Dawn, I hope you make
Princess porn. That's something different.
We will be talking about that later in the show. When we come back, though.
Yeah.
Mike has all of the latest. Again, thank you for all your wonderful birthday wishes. And Mike will be back with all the latest from Hollywood when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has all the latest in Hollywood. It's Mike with the Dirt Alerts.
Start things off with a few docuseries that are on the way, one much sooner than the other. But ID Channel, of course, they're the ones that brought us Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. They've got another docuseries in the works, this time a four-part series called Fallen Idols, Nick and Aaron Carter.
Oh, God. That's not going to be positive. No.
It's going to be...
It's going to be so dark.
Yeah, there's going to be... this docuseries will be covering the controversies and accusations swirling around both the former Backstreet... or the Backstreet Boys member Nick Carter and his late brother Aaron Carter. And Monday, May 27th and Tuesday, the 28th will be the back-to-back days they air on ID.
Are you going to watch that, Dawn?
I don't think so, because it's just too sad. You know, I'm pretty sure that they've lost... He's lost three siblings now.
Yeah.
It's like more than one, and I think he's the only one left.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know he's also faced his own
demons.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, a lot of that has to do with
addiction. Not running towards that.
That's why I asked
if you were going to watch it, because I ain't.
I'm not going to, because I feel like I know everything. You know, there's nothing that's new that's going to be revealed.
Sure.
And if there is, it's going to make me incredibly sad. So we're going to avoid that one and feed birds outside.
Okay.
Well, again, if you don't want to avoid that one and you don't like the birds outside, it's a two-night special on Monday, May 27th and Tuesday, the 28th. You can watch it on ID, or it'll be, of course, available on the Streamer Max.
Okay.
Another one that maybe you want to dive into, Paris Hilton's 1111 Media Company is going to be adapting Sarah Didham's book Toxic into a miniseries. That book is all about some of the early 2000s women celebrities who had to face a lot of issues and a lot of the actual kind of book tagline, if you will, or the it's called Toxic: Women, Fame, and the Tabloid 2000s.
I mean, I'm all in for this.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be looking at, and the book itself looks at stories about Paris Hilton herself. Again, 1111 Media, her media company is going to be working on it. Britney Spears, of course, Lindsay Lohan, Aaliyah, you've got Janet Jackson, Amy Winehouse, China, the professional wrestler, also Kim Kardashian, and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the book explores basically their battles with fame, their efforts to control their own narratives, and other degrees of success and failure in doing so.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, that is, can you remind me again, Max?
Nope, that is actually very early on in the process. It's just been announced that the 1111 Media, that is Paris Hilton's media company, is going to be adapting the book. They haven't started production on that. So that'll be
it's in the pipeline.
Yes. Another thing that's in the pipeline is Callum Turner starring in a new Apple TV Plus series. Neuromancer is the name of this series. He's going to play a super hacker named Case, who is thrust into the web espionage world with high-stakes crime and his partner, Molly.
Okay. Is his partner, Molly, the drug MDMA, or is it a real person?
It's a real person.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I'm a drug!
It's apparently
it's a cartoon drug.
It's a 10-episode drama, and of course, Turner's last big role was in the Apple TV Plus series, Masters of the Air. He was in that with Barry Keoghan and Austin Butler. But
he's working on some stuff.
That's what Callum Turner's got coming up.
Well, good for Callum Turner. He's a busy man. Good luck to him.
Bruce Willis apparently was extremely generous to the cast and crew of the movie Armageddon. Recently, there was an interview that Jeremy Bruckheimer did, and he said that he couldn't speak highly enough of his interactions with his only opportunity to work with, or one of his opportunities to work with Bruce Willis. He said they would have kind of like, I remember what they called it, giveaways or like raffles almost at the end of the week to help like motivate people and to keep them into it. And he said Bruce would be so generous with his money, just kind of throwing money around and having people get some bonuses and have a good time on set.
I love it. That's so cool.
So, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So again, Jerry Bruckheimer opening up a little bit about that and his experience with Bruce Willis.
Aww.
Clue. Apparently there's a new TV and film Clue on the way, perhaps?
TV and film? TV I could kind of understand, although I have questions. Another film?
We don't know all the details. All we know is that Sony Pictures has reached a deal with Hasbro for the TV and film rights.
Okay.
So they could go either direction with it, I'm sure, but Sony Pictures now has the rights to the Hasbro property.
I could see Greta Gerwig trying to wiggle her way into a Clue film.
Yeah. How many ways can you do that movie if you're sticking to the original characters?
Here's the thing. If it's a good production of it, if the acting is amazing, I think you don't need to do much different because I think a new generation.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully the new generation has seen the original, but I could see if they did it well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could do a sequel.
I think maybe just entering in new characters. Like, we got to redo it completely. I think that would be better.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's just say the show leading up to your show absolutely despises that movie and says it's completely
I have
corny
lost.
And just awful and,
Hold on. What sound effect could I play?
So I bring that up just to say there's a big generation.
Wait, that's my review of the show before ours having an opinion on Clue.
Just saying that's the perception, I'm sure, for some. So maybe a reboot would be encouraged. It's still going. Nope.
What I think about that. How can they not like Clue, Dawn?
Well, it was one of the movies. I want a new Clue.
Holly said that they had to watch that movie. They did, and they both hated it.
Oh.
I have so many thoughts.
Are there flames coming out of the side of your face?
Flames shooting from the side of my face. Heaving. Deep. Breaths.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Well, what's going on in the media today? Yeezy, otherwise known as Kanye or Ye or Yee, has decided to get into the porn business.
Porn, Dan!
Porn! Man.
Good for him. I mean, who isn't these days?
Here's what grosses me out about this. Everything. And is he going to be in it?
Okay, gross.
Because
I don't know.
All I see now is him wearing a big trash bag around. Okay. Like, he wears the same black outfit, and I think it's sweaty in there.
And also,
it's the beard, the teeth.
The grill.
I'm scared. It's gross. It's sweaty.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's
but
stinky.
You can see wherein he wants his wife. Do we know details? I did not read the story. You have the actual details. Is Bianca going to be in this?
Well,
I'm really
feel
confused.
Like that's what they're implying, but they're not saying right away. I mean, surely he's going to try to talk her into it because he's obsessed with the outside of her. But I know that he has asked Stormy Daniels' ex-husband to help him out, who is a porn producer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Stormy Daniels, and I thought she's better than that.
I don't think so. I think that he is now, you know, in bed with, well, it's the wrong choice of words.
Is it, though?
This dude's going to help him out who has experience in porn producing.
By the way, this is the second day in a row we've talked about Kanye and sex, because you'll remember he was telling us who he wanted a threeba with.
Oh, no.
Threeba, of course, is shorthand on this program for threesome.
Yeah, threesome, maybe foursome. No.
That's called a 4G.
A 4G, like you get on
your
phone?
Not 4G.
Oh.
Like 4G plus 4.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Mike has some blind items about this.
Maybe. I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't want to talk about Kanye and porn again.
You are hereby dispensed from speaking of such matters.
Thank you. Let's do some
we'll
blind
see.
Items. Let's get it started today with this foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor from multiple franchises, got in trouble with his significant other because he was in communication with his ex and talking to her about how great she looked recently.
Uh-oh. Dangerous territory.
Foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor.
Mostly movie actor from multiple franchises. Got in trouble with his significant other recently because he has been in communication with his ex, telling her how great she's looked lately.
No, because my mind originally went to Ben Affleck, but
me too.
Foreign born.
Good place for your mind to go, but no, that's not correct.
Oh, let's see here. Is this is this a woman?
Would no. Nope.
The actor?
No.
Okay.
Foreign born A-list, mostly movie actor from multiple franchises, got in trouble with his significant other because he was in communication with his ex about how great she looked recently.
Oh, you're looking great, honey. Is this a Canadian?
Nope.
Brit?
Yep.
Foreign-born A-list. Still A-list. Has he been in any movies lately?
Yes.
Tom Hiddleston?
Nope. Okay. I would say more recently, not a movie. He was more recently in a TV show.
Like Ted Lasso?
Let me see here what his most recent project was. I'm failing to...
Not that.
Because he hasn't done anything really super recently.
Okay. Hugh Grant.
Nope. His biggest role, I guess, recently was a movie.
Over 50?
He is not over 50.
Under 50?
He is under 50, yes.
Okay, an under 50 foreign-born Brit.
Mm-hmm.
A Brit actor who has a signif, but not a wife.
Nope, just a signif.
And his ex, is his ex famous?
All three of these individuals are famous.
Ew, are they famous for acting?
No.
The signifs and the ex.
The signif is more famous, both, I guess, the current signif a little bit for acting, but acting and singing. Mm. And the former signif mostly, actually all just for singing.
Oh, singers. Mm-hmm. Rita Ora.
No.
Dua Lipa.
Nope.
Aaron Taylor Johnson and somebody. Ooh. How about Jacob Elordi?
Good guess.
Nope.
Barry Keoghan.
Good guess.
He was seen in the same shot as Barry Keoghan in his most recent film, the A-list mostly movie actor you're looking for.
So he was in Saltburn?
Nope.
What do you say in the same shot?
The most biggest role A-list mostly movie actor had at the very end, we saw Barry Keoghan in the same, I believe his same shot. Maybe he wasn't in the same shot, but we did see Barry Keoghan at the very end of this guy's biggest recent role.
Wow.
That's so mysterious.
It is. It's lit, and when you hear it, it's going to make mysterious. Sense. The character itself is rather mysterious.
Ooh, not a superhero.
It is a superhero.
Oh,
but not mystery. Oh man.
Multiple franchises. Think of some of our A-list actors who have been multiple franchises.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nope.
Multiple.
Oh, he's not.
British. He's not a Chris. We have no British Chrises.
And I will just say, get out of the MCU. This is not a Marvel situation.
Fine, it's a Marvel?
It's not a Marvel.
Not a Marvel.
DC.
DC?
Tom Holland.
Good guess. Not right, though.
Because that's Marvel.
I get confused with the Supermans. Because they go back and forth.
Is it that Superman's one guy?
Superman and his buddy are always in the same universe. They don't go back and
forth. Robert Pattinson.
Yes, queen.
The Batman.
What did he do? He just had a baby with Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah. You got the second part. You know the third part?
Yes, FKA Twigs.
Got there.
You got it all, girl.
Robert Pattinson, who is an A-list, mostly movie actor from multiple franchises, got in trouble with Suki Waterhouse because apparently he's been in communication with FKA Twigs and recently told her how good she looks recently.
I mean, is there anything wrong telling somebody they look good?
When it's your ex.
Whenever you just had a
maybe
baby.
Maybe just having
and
a baby.
Your guy is
but
like,
what was it? Was it like a, oh, you look good? Or like, oh, you're looking good today. Good job.
Either way, I'm pissed.
All right.
If I'm a woman who just had a baby and I'm sensitive and I might have postpartum depression.
All right.
I don't need
Oh.
My baby daddy telling his ex that she looks good in any way.
Okay, tell
her. Exactly.
Get it.
All right, so there you go. And by the way, filling in the little part that I was alluding to, he, at the end of The Batman, Barry Keoghan appears as that universe's Joker.
Oh, Joker. That is right. That is him.
Mm-hmm. He was a very sinister-looking Joker in that.
Again, in the cell.
In that exactly. Yep.
Yeah, he was in a cell.
So there you go. Let's do another one here. You guys got to that one. Let's move on to we'll stick foreign-born. This foreign-born model slash sometimes actress, who is probably A-minus list when it comes to fame, is the number one candidate for the sexual partner in the car with the three-name rapper who's being sued.
A three-name rapper being sued for sex in a car?
Yep.
Oh, real sex?
Yep.
Versus fake sex?
Well, I thought it was a video or something.
Oh.
So this foreign-born model slash sometimes actress is the number one candidate, and she's, by the way, A-minus list when it comes to fame, number one candidate for the sexual partner of the three-name rapper who's being sued. Apparently, you guys haven't heard that story. I thought that part would be easy-ish. There's a recent story about a three-name rapper.
Big Daddy Kane.
Lil Bow to the Wow.
Tyler, the Creator.
Don't get hung up on men.
Oh. Megan Thee Stallion.
Foreign-born model slash sometimes actress who is probably A-minus list when it comes to fame is the number one candidate on the sexual partner in that car that Megan Thee Stallion is being sued about.
Oh,
I don't know
Cara
this
Delevingne.
Story.
You got there. Nicely done.
Yeah, good job, Dawn.
Yeah. Remember
how did
she
you
was like stalking
out?
Her at one of those award shows and it was weird and we're like, leave her alone.
According to the blind items, it sounds like Cara Delevingne might be the person who is the number one candidate to be that sexual partner in the car that Megan Thee Stallion is being sued about. If you haven't seen the story, there's a reporter that is claiming they were forced to watch Megan Thee Stallion and another female have sex in a car. I don't know the whole story. That's all I have.
Okay, because I have questions about how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were trapped.
I don't know if they were in the car with him, if the car was moving.
Trapped in the car?
I'm not sure. I don't have all those
details. Or like stand outside and watch this.
The only details I have is that obviously there had to have been a trapping feeling.
Yeah.
So they must be in the car.
No, I mean, I'm not questioning that there was. The victim says something happened. Yeah. I just don't understand the dynamics of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Neither do I.
Dawn, you said you had answers.
No, I now just want. What I meant was like you said. I have questions about sex in a car.
Oh,
sex in a car.
Okay, well,
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm
not actually. But
Emilio Garcia has filed a lawsuit alleging that Megan Thee Stallion, a former cameraman, looks like for her potentially was. Trapped inside a moving vehicle with a hip-hop star and in a foreign country while she was having sex with a woman.
Okay, that's
the story.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Please.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, there you go. And apparently, according to the blind
it? Suing
he's
her
suing
for
her
it?
For it, yeah.
Whoa, things are different nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, if he was uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's do another blind item.
I feel like you're holding back, Dawn.
Just imagining what could be happening. I mean, I would say back in the day, guys would be like, I got to do this.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a stereotype. And if you're caught in a situation that you don't want to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
That would not be comfortable.
That's true.
Because you don't know what that person's persuasion is.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So we'll get more stories coming out about that, or more details, I should say, coming out about that, I can only assume. Let's move on, though, from that blind item and do another one here. This A-list comedian thinks his new movie is going to suck. So rather than trying to promote it, he's decided to just say the whole movie industry is dead. Man, is he pretentious.
Oh, no.
This A-list comedian thinks his new movie is going to suck. So rather than trying to promote it, he's decided to just say the whole movie industry is dead. He is so pretentious.
The whole industry is dead.
Okay. Is this a seasoned performer? Has he been around for a while?
Yes.
Is it
like
Bad Boys 4?
Is it like Jerry Seinfeld kind of comedian?
Oh, it's exactly like a Jerry Seinfeld kind
of
comedian.
Who's crusty in their old age?
According to the blind items, and again, this isn't much of a blind item, but maybe the reason why we're seeing these stories. Yesterday, a story came out that he was just talking about how the whole movie industry is basically dead. Oh, funny. In 2 weeks, he has a new movie coming out. And according to the blind item, Jerry Seinfeld thinks his movie's going to suck. So rather than trying to promote it, he's just going to say that the whole movie industry is dead. He is so pretentious. That new movie, of course, is How Pop-Tarts Came to Be.
Oh, I remember that movie. Because when it was announced, you were like, how do you make a movie about Pop-Tarts?
I was very excited about it and still kind of am, but now I kind of not.
I think you should just watch the Unwrapped episode about Pop-Tarts and you'd probably get your fill.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Pop-Tart?
That's a great question, Mike. Do you have a favorite?
Just that brown sugar. The brown sugar without the frosting, but the brown sugar with the brown frosting on top.
I kind of don't care as long as there's frosting. Mm-hmm. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts, that just seems like you have some sort of issue with life and pleasure. Like, I'm going to have a little bit of joy, but not too much.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the trailer, it features Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy. You've got Bill Burr, Amy Schumer, Christian Slater, James Marsden, Dan Levy, Max Greenfield, Hugh Grant, Sarah Cooper. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I forget, though, what the actual sort of story of the film is. Like, this is a story of, you know, triumph over adversity.
1963, Kellogg's and Post both decide they're going to try to make the perfect breakfast pastry.
Got it. It was a huge war between those two companies. So
that's what this movie's all going to be about.
I bet that actually could be fascinating then. Why wouldn't he do PR? Come on now.
Because he thinks it's going to suck.
Well,
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, it must be so frustrating to like go through all of that, not being able to see the big picture of it and then seeing the end result and going, uh-oh, we wasted a lot of money.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do another one here as we roll through the blind item. Say, you guys are doing so well. I'm so proud of you. Keep crushing it. Let's go on to this one. This former A-list mostly movie actress, who is a multiple Oscar nominee, sees the singer biopic as a way to get back on top. She shares the same agent as the A-plus list acting co-star that plays the male lead. The problem is the male lead has his eye on a much younger actress.
No.
Who he wants to make his next girlfriend.
Oh, this is so much.
So we've got a former A-list mostly movie actress who is a multiple Oscar nominee, sees the singer biopic as a way to get back on top. She shares the same agent as the A-plus actor, but he has his eyes on somebody else because he's looking for a new girlfriend.
So this is like a June Carter Cash, Johnny Cash type thing?
Sure. Go with that, yeah.
It's like that.
It's a story like that. Yeah. It's a biopic like that.
A-list, mostly movie actor.
Who's a multiple-time Oscar
winner. Or nominee.
A nominee.
And it's about the singer's biopic. The singer is a female singer?
The female, no.
Oh, it's about...
Is it about the male?
Technically, yes, I guess... yes, they're both singers. The male is the more popular of the singers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's not... Wait, this movie hasn't been made.
No,
right?
It has not been made.
It's not that...
They're rumored to be a part of it.
Tammy Wynette? There's not a Tammy Wynette film.
Former A-list mostly movie actress who's a multiple-time Oscar nominee sees the singer biopic as a way to get back on top. Mm-hmm. Then there's an A-plus list actor who's also tied to the movie to play the male lead. The problem is that male lead has his eyes on someone much younger than her.
It's not like a Dolly Parton, Porter Wagner.
Nope.
Yeah. Is it a Ryan Gosling thing?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of A-plus list actors.
That's where
that
you
sing.
Should focus.
Okay.
Except maybe don't focus on the that sing part. Just think of her A-plus list actors.
Oh, okay. Because they're not known necessarily for being great singers. Okay.
So somebody who's been hot lately, it's not like Timothy Chalamet. Like too soon for him.
Is it, I saw Jason Momoa singing in a T-Mobile commercial.
The actress is former.
The actress is former.
The actress is a former A-list, mostly movie actress who's a multiple-time Oscar nominee.
It's not Meryl Streep.
She has won one of those Oscars, by the way. So she is an Oscar winner, but
Nicole
she's been
Kidman?
Nominated multiple times.
Okay.
Former A-list. Think of people who were A-list that no longer are.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, boy. Penelope Cruz.
And you got away from your A-list actors. Who's our A-list actors? A-plus-list actors.
A-plus-list
actors. There's only like
Brad
five.
George Clooney.
Johnny Depp.
The other one.
Oh, that
Matt
long-haired
Damon.
Guy.
Johnny Depp.
Who maybe would be
Ben
eyeing
Affleck?
A younger star to be a girlfriend.
Oh, Leo. So obvious. You were giving us the hints.
Leo, do you remember the movie that Leo's tied to?
Yes, I do. And now I can't remember, but I know we've talked about it. He's going to be doing...
An A++++ list singer.
Yes. Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Do you remember who the co-star of that film?
The co-star...
Is rumored to be, who was an A-list... Mostly movie actress, who's been a multiple time Oscar or nominee, one time winner.
Who's Halle Berry?
No longer A-list.
Kate Winslet?
Yeah, because she's going to play his wife.
She's going to play his second wife, Ava Gardner.
Yes. Oh, Florence Pugh.
Nope.
No.
She's not A-list anymore. She was the biggest star in Hollywood for a few years. She really had that.
Selma Hayek.
She had that hunger to be so good, and then now all of a sudden she lost the hunger.
Jennifer Lawrence.
There we go.
All righty, we got there. According to this blind item, Jennifer Lawrence thinks that the role of Ava Gardner in this upcoming biopic about Frank Sinatra is going to be her opportunity to get back on top. Of course, she is a multiple-time Oscar nominee, has won one of those Oscars. She shares the same agent as Leonardo DiCaprio. The only problem is Leo is eyeing somebody else to play the role,
of course,
who is
younger.
Much younger than her, who he also wants to make his
Rude.
Girlfriend.
Anna de Armas.
She's probably too old for him too.
Yeah.
Oh God, have mercy.
No, I don't know.
JoJo Siwa.
We don't. no,
Please.
We don't have. I don't know that part of it. I'm not sure who it
oh,
is.
You don't
but,
know who it is. No.
Anna de Armas is 35, so she's about the same age as Jennifer Lawrence.
It's got to be someone like 25.
Yeah, 25, mm-hmm. 26. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yep, possibly. So there you go. You guys got there.
I don't know what Mrs. Sinatra looks like. So,
well, it's actually
she's
Ava,
blonde.
Ava. It's
Ava
actually
Gardner.
Ava Gardner.
Or Ava Gardner.
The role. Yep.
Ava Gardner. Yeah.
So, okay. All righty. You guys did good. You got there.
Who would be a good Ava Gardner?
That's what I was just thinking.
I was just looking up pictures of Ava Gardner, trying to figure out the same
think
thing.
That Ana de Armas would be good in a blonde wig.
Mm-hmm.
Ava Gardner.
But I'm seeing Ava Gardner pictures. She's brunette and everything. Yeah.
When she got old, was she blonde?
I don't know. I'm only seeing pictures
of her. She
was
on
her.
Falcon Crest, right?
You know
Wasn't
who she...
Ava Gardner on...
She's here. So gorgeous.
Know who she looks like?
Yeah.
Who's
In
the...
elder years, she went blonde.
This picture I'm looking at, she looks like Kirby from the Crown. Vanessa Kirby.
Oh, she'd be great.
Kirby.
She would be fantastic
Ooh.
In this role. Not trying to say Jennifer Lawrence gosh. Shouldn't have it, but...
She looks like Ava Mendez a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Man, come on, Ava, get back into the acting world.
She doesn't want to.
I know.
All right, you guys did it. Let's move on and do another one here as we're going through some blind items today. Let's see how this one goes. For someone who says they never wanted to be a housewife and made that point repeatedly several years ago, now suddenly she's completely changed her tune 180. The Offspring / actress / reality star says how she was blocked from her dream of becoming a housewife. So which is it? So she once said she never ever wanted to be a housewife. And we're talking about the role, the Real Housewives.
I think it's Tori.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It's Tori.
Just because I saw something about Tori questioning why she's not a housewife on her podcast.
Questioning why she isn't basically telling a story that Andy Cohen was like, ooh, I don't see you as a housewife of Beverly Hills. Like, I don't see that fit.
Yeah.
According, that's how she,
being honest.
That's how she tells the story.
I mean,
well,
they do need a hot mess on all of these seasons.
I think the problem would be with her that she'd almost like, it'd be sideshow with her. Like, you kind of have to be, if you're famous, not too famous. And not too singular, right? Like, I just feel like she would, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you have
I am
like,
not a casting director for Real Housewives, so
yeah,
I am
sure.
not
but you're
qualified.
Not.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was just thinking about, like, soap stars that have been on there. So it's like Elisa Rinna. I wonder who they're trying to replace. They're probably trying
I mean,
to replace
on Melrose,
Crystal Minkoff, who just left Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hmm. I just think that Tori needs... conversations for her podcast
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff that she's digging up to sort of get headlines. And I will congratulate her because she has gotten far more attention with this podcast than she ever did with her paparazzi strolls. Now, whether that's going to translate into anything, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's certainly hoofing it.
Mm. Let's do one more quick one here and see if we can get through this one. This foreign-born A-list actress sees things completely different than her married A-list co-star actor did from the time period 4 years ago that the co-star was discussing this past weekend. So we've got an A-list actress seeing things completely different than her married co-star, A-list acting co-star from 4 years ago.
Were they married to each other?
No.
Okay.
Foreign-born A-list actress and her married A-list co-star.
And I will say the co-star, also foreign-born.
TV co-star?
No, movie? It was a movie, I believe.
Hmm.
Foreign-born. Hmm. Canadian?
Nope.
Brit.
Yep. For both.
Foreign-born.
Both Brits.
A-list.
Idris Elba.
Nope.
In a movie recently?
He's most known for a TV show.
Okay.
She's been in a number of movies, but this was from 4 years ago when they were shooting another, I believe, film. Maybe it was a series. I'm trying to find.
Okay.
No, it was a film. Yes.
Hmm.
Foreign born. So two Brits.
Two Brits.
But not a Brit program?
No, the movie that they worked on together was a Brit program.
Okay.
Like Bond?
But no, it's not something I think you don't know the project off of hand, but it was a BBC One production.
Oh.
Emma Corrin?
Nope. Okay. Think of stories we've talked about very recently.
The Crown.
As in, there you go. You got the right show.
Okay.
Who from the show had some controversy recently?
Oh. Who from... Dominic West.
And...
Lily James.
His co-star,
oh,
yes.
That's right. Lily James was in The Crown. Mm. No.
She was?
No.
She was in
Downton Abbey.
They worked on a project together called The Pursuit of Happiness or something.
Oh, got it. The project they worked on
Pursuit of Love is
okay.
What they worked on.
I was
on.
Like,
yes.
I don't remember.
Now, of course, we're talking about the fact that those two were seen in those pictures that came out when they were in Rome from 4 years ago. Well, according to The Blind Item, Lily James doesn't quite see it the same way Dominic West talks about it.
What? Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
She sees it as like, yeah,
we were doing it.
You got weird and creepy and then tried to act like nothing happened. I'm out. Bye. I have a career.
And now 4 years later, you're saying that it's completely different than what it was.
And the press was really hard on me and my wife. I think that would be physician heal thyself territory if
That's
you ask
right.
me. But you don't have to ask me. Ask Dawn. Ask Mike. Ask any listener of Blinded by the Item, our podcast, a show within a show. Blinded by the Item. I'm just going to keep saying words. We have a website called blindedbytheitem.com. Please like and subscribe and tell all your friends about
Blinded by the Item.
Bye. Watch us on YouTube. Subscribe.